Today's shiur in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Omed Aleph, and we're in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah. Mirtz Hashem, we're going to finish up Simen Reish Yotes today and start in Mirtz Hashem and maybe even complete Reish Chaf. We concluded yesterday's shiur with a beer halacha that we have to do, but let's first do the Mishneh Berurah Siv Katan Chav Ches, which says that the Ramah told us V'chein Noagim Ba'Ashkenaz, that the minhag in Germanic countries in the Ashkenaz Europe is that we only make a birchas hagomel on somebody who gets up from a serious sickness. For example, a makah shel cholol, some illness, an internal illness that put a person down to bed, and he was deathly ill, very seriously ill. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Sivkan Chavches, the chos of a magin of Rom, diksas noagin kitzvaras ha-machaber, that the Magen Avraham writes that some people hold the more lenient opinion of saying birchas hagomel according to the machaber, that just if you were put into bed, even if you weren't seriously ill, that makes you say a birchas hagomel. This is also v'chein das el yirabba ladina, and this is the way the el yirabba paskins lamaisa as well, halach lamaisa. V'chein kasa b'magin giborim, shekol shechala b'chol gufo, anybody that was sick all over their body, to the extent shekayotze bozeh mechalun lovas ha-shabbos ha-dei ovigilulim, that you would be allowed to ask a non-Jewish person to be mechalun Shabbos for such a level of illness, chola she'ein bo sakana. Nevertheless, in this situation, the Mechaber holds, as did this Achronim that we just mentioned, Mevarech HaGomel, you are allowed to say Birchas HaGomel. And he brings this as well, Behevi came b'shem HaRadvaz. We'll see the opinion of the Radvaz. Uchein zekosav gam ken chayadim. Chayadim also is makel in this situation to make a gomel even for a non-life-threatening illness. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ach shekosav, the chayadim writes, Shemikol mokum lo yavarech elim ken nofal lemita. But if a person is going to make a gomel for this non-life threatening illness, he should at least have been in bed for 3 days. And now the Chofetz Chaim tells us again, look in the Bir Halacha, Rayim Bir Halacha, the Machalos Udover Sheesh Bo Sakana, if his sickness was something that was life-threatening, then then even if you weren't sick for 3 days, but if it's a life-threatening illness, you make a Birchas HaGomel, even if it's much less than 3 day period of time. Now let's look at this Bir Halacha, which is actually found on Kuf Lamid Vav Omid Beis. The Bir Halacha begins, Dira Maschu, all the way at the bottom there, Kigon Maka Shecholo. So he tells us, look in the Mishnah Berurah. And then he says, Hine, Ikar Dina, Huva Be'el Yerabba, B'Shem Mariel. The El Yerabba brings this Halacha down in the name of the Mariel. Dal Choli Shal Kadachat Sarach Levarach. If somebody has fevers, maybe they're talking here about malaria, which is very common to give fevers, various types of names of fevers, a quotidian fever, a tertian fever. So these are certain fever patterns that were common with malaria. So Ach Sasam Bazeh Ezek Kadachas. He doesn't tell us what type of fever pattern over here we're talking about. And therefore, the Chofetz Chaim says, Venerally the Talib is there. The Chofetz Chaim says, this is how you determine whether you make a Gomel or not. Im so, verke Mechaber, if you hold like the Mechaber, the more lenient opinion, afilu b'kadachas acholefes, shekorm fever, not mivarach. If a person just has a fever, that's enough if he was put into bed to go and make a berachas hagomel. However, if you hold like the Ramah, b'kadas Ramah, in ovarach ala b'ishtot simirta, then you only hold for a very serious illness, and he says shekorm shodirarin, which, again, I think is a more severe form of infection. Ukamosh because of a taz, b'simen shin chavches, in regards to Shabbos, the taz writes over there, the same idea, v'hu pashut. And he says that's straightforward and simple. Then the Chofetz Chaim continues in this Bir Halacha to discuss this concept of 3 days that's really only according to the opinion of the Mechaber, who says it doesn't have to be a life-threatening illness. And it's only after 3 days that you have to sort of say, seek mercy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not before this. Ayin Shom and the rest of this Bir Halacha for the details. Now we go to Sif Test. The Mechaber writes, Hani Arba Lav Davka. We started off Simen Reish Yotes talking about the four people, the mnemonic Chaim, we said. If somebody was Chovush, he was in jail, he gets out. Yisurim, the Yud, he was sick and he gets better. He traverses the Yam, the other Yud, and the Midbar, the Mem. So these four people, the Mechaber now tells us, Lav Davka, they weren't the only four people that had to bench Gomel. Why did they pick those four? He says, Duha Din Levmin Shanas L'Nes. Anybody that had a miracle happen to them and they were saved from some terrible consequence, so they have to bench Gomel. If a wall fell upon a person, Baruch Hashem, he wasn't killed, or an ox attacked him, and he gored him, and stepped on him, and Baruch Hashem, he was saved. Or a lion came and attacked him, and wanted to tear him apart. If robbers came to attack him, im showed Delilah, or nighttime robbers came to attack him, and in all these situations, when he was saved, the Chol Kayotzi was there, or anything like this. The Mechaber tells us in his first opinion here, Kulam Tzrichim Levarach HaGomel. Everybody has to go and make HaGomel in these situations, not only those specific four. This is brought down in the name of the Rivash. But then the Mechaber brings down, in the name of the Radah, in the name of Rabbi Gershon, the Yoruch HaShaim, He says, "V'yesh omrim she'ein mevarchem hagomel elohani abod davka." It is specifically those four, and only those four, that have to bench gomel. How do we paskin? The Mechaber says, "V'tov levarch below haskar shemo malchus." We should be worried about this second opinion, and while we don't want to ignore the first opinion, you're concerned with the bracha levatala. So if you have any of those circumstances that aren't those four, say birchas hagomel, but not with shem and malchus. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chavtes explains, if Ganovim attack you, wrote Shalom, why you carve the sakana yodom, they put you near death. Like we already explained in the previous simon, so then you have to bench a gomel. You make, over there we talked about making the bracha, sh'osul ines b'mokum zeh. Sivkot and Lamed, kulam tzrichim, all of these people that the Mechaber mentions over here in his first opinion, besides the four that we mentioned earlier in the simon, all have to bench a gomel. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, "Vafo became even so kishiagil amokum shenasabo anes yivarach kam shosli nes b'mokum azeh." This doesn't preclude you from also making the special bracha that we learned in the previous siman reishud ches, that every time you come to that place and it hasn't been 30 days since you've been there, you make the bracha shosli nes b'mokum azeh. He says, "Go remind ourselves v'ayim b'siman reishud ches if tes shom sheyesh plukta imivarach shosli nes kishenitzol b'derech hateva." He reminds us that we had a machlokus over there, as brought down in the Magen Avraham. Do we or do we not have to make this bracha if it was a natural type of a saving as opposed to a supernatural type of a saving? If you remind yourself, we learned these halachos in Siman Reishut Ches. Sivkan Lamed Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, Elohani Arba, the second opinion that we just brought down here by the Mechaber, says that it's only specifically those four, the Chayim mnemonic, that have to go say Berchas HaGomel. Why? Mishum Shemetsuyim B'Yoser, because they are much more common that these types of adverse events occur. So therefore, Tiknu Aleim Berchas HaGomel. Therefore, the rabbis instituted for these four only to say a Berchas HaGomel, as opposed to Masha'en Kain, Enoch, She'enam Shechichim Klal. All the other types of dangers that a person can be in are Baruch Hashem irregular enough that you don't make a separate bracha on them. Ein Levarach Aleim HaGomel. The rabbis never set up making Berchas HaGomel. However, the rabbis did set up Ela Ba'ani Denasul Hem Neis. If a person did have a miracle happen to him, not one of those four situations, Yivarach Shosli Neis Kishayil Osamokum. The rules of Siman Rei Shud Ches apply that you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for making a neis for you. Umishalach Baderech Afilu Shalom B'Mokum Sakon. If somebody traveled on the road in a place that's not normally dangerous, and this time it was dangerous, Uba Lov Listim Lahar Govinitzol, and armed robbers come to attack him, and he Baruch Hashem is saved. So then in this situation, the Mishnah Berurah says, everybody would agree, both the first and the second opinion over here, the Mechaber, Lukuli Amba, Mevarach Birchas HaGomel. You would in fact make a Birchas HaGomel over here. The Chofetz Chaim in Shaar HaTzion Os Yates explains, the Hatam, the reasoning is as follows, Da'af L'Dei HaRishon B'Siv Zayin, even though the first opinion that we had in Siv Zayin, Tamum Shalo Chivu Elabo Chivin Dvarios, that was talking there, when you're traveling on the deserts, it's because the Shechiche Bechayos rose for listening because it's dangerous over there because of the wild animals and the robbers. But normally on a regular road, it's not dangerous, and therefore in Siv Zayin we said you don't make a Birchas HaGomel just by traveling on a regular road. But here, when he was attacked by armed robbers, everybody agrees in this situation you do have to make a Birchas HaGomel. Dishavut number 28 brings down what's the reasoning behind this. Because it's retroactively determined, Harin is Barish, Shalichazu, Hoyz of Makam Sakana. You originally thought this wasn't a Makam Sakana, but it retroactively turns out, and this is brought down in Ramosha Feinstein Zatzal, that it really was a Makam Sakana, and therefore the Bracha of Hagomel is appropriate. Finally, we conclude Sivkot Lamed Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mechaber said to get around this problem, should you or should you not make a Birchas HaGomel for the situations that aren't included in the four specific situations, the Chayim situations. So he says, the Mechaber writes, you should make a bracha of Hagomel without Shemu Machus. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'achron m'kosu v'damina k'sar rishonah, that in fact we do not paskin like this Mechaber over here, and we paskin like the first opinion that he brought down, which is that you do make a Birchas HaGomel with Shemu Machus in these other life-threatening situations as well. The Chayim is Staber, and the Mishnah Berurah says that makes very good sense. Dishavut number 29 explains this a little bit further, and he says, Shimbo ganovim belailu, boli de sakana v'nitzo, shetzarech levarech, kidei azu sheskimu alea habriach rodim. In fact, we do make a Birchas HaGomel, even if it's not one of those four situations of Chayim, Chavush, Yisurim, Yam, and Midbar. Now, he brings out a very interesting scenario. What about Chayalei Tzal, our holy soldiers in Eretz Yisrael, when they come back from their duty? So the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Azaz Tzal, brings down Sheyinu Kideazu. They should, in fact, hold like this opinion, and they should make a Birchas HaGomel. Because he says, even though Baruch Hashem, on that mission they happened to be on, they weren't really in danger that particular time. It wasn't a dangerous mission that time. Since they were in a dangerous place, even though Baruch Hashem, it wasn't dangerous this time, they still have to bench HaGomel. this is in accord, I think, with the idea that Rav Moshe said, just by being on the airplane, that's a makom of sakana, even though it's not dangerous right now. Therefore, mach b'shoy b'makom sakana, Shevet Halevi writes, you have to go make a bracha of hagomel when the soldiers return from active duty in a dangerous location, even though it wasn't, baruch Hashem, a specific danger that time. The issue number 30 brings down from Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's on the Igros Moshe, what happens if somebody's in a car accident? So he says, impagu v'nagu ha-mechonio zu b'zu, lo husku, if the two cars hit each other, but thank God nobody was injured, he says you do make hagomel in that situation. This is also the opinion of Rav Nissen Karolitz Shlita. However, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was of the opinion that if the two cars hit each other, but nobody was actually physically hurt, if lo nechbetu hanosim chavota sheish basakana, they didn't actually get a fatal potential blow or a serious blow, he says you wouldn't make hagomel in that situation. For a near miss, one driver, for example, was able to pull aside or stop short, and they didn't cause the accident. So Hayashim says in this situation, and this is also the opinion of Nissen Karolitz, Shelo Yivarach, you do not make a Berachas HaGomel in that situation, not for a near miss. The explanation here is because the individual who was driving has Bechira Chavshi. He was able to stop the vehicle. It's not like a similar case of the rock that's an inanimate object and it doesn't have a mind of its own. Here, the person who was driving was able to pull aside, was able to stop, and therefore you don't make a gomel for a near miss, according to these poskim. This concludes Siman Reish Yutes. Now we begin Siman Reish Chaf. And this is a very interesting siman that deals with hatovas chalom v'saniso. If a person has a bad dream, what he should do about it to make it into a, quote, good dream, and sometimes a person fasts for having a bad dream. It's a short siman. The Mechaber begins with Sif Aleph. Haroa chalom, if a person has a bad dream, v'nafsho agumalov, and his mind is bothered by it, its soul is distressed by this dream. So what should he do? Yetivenu ba'apet losa, he should have it made into a good dream in front of three people. We'll explain what this means. The Ruchimule, these three people that love him, the Ramah says, Pira Sha'ovim Oso, and therefore he'll interpret the dream in a positive way and it'll take away his concern about the dream. And what should he say? Velema ba'apayu, he should say in front of these three people, Chalma Tova Chazoy, I had a good dream. Velema Rinu, and they should say to him, Tavahu, it is a good dream. V'tava Levi V'chule, and it should be a good dream. And the V'chule over here, we'll see in a moment in the Mishnah Berurah what that means. But let's start first in Sivkot Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah says, the nafsho agumalov, a person is bothered, he's in distress from this dream. Hainu afilu ein bo mashmos l'ra, even if the dream isn't objectively a bad-sounding dream. But if it bothers this person, so then he does this hatovah, he does this making the dream good. Now, the Chafetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Aleph, he brings down, Kol chalom rash odom roe yesh lidogolov, if a person has a bad dream, he should be concerned about it. Chutz mechalom shiroa achara tainis, except for dreams that you had after you were fasting, because the tainis and other factors cause you to have that bad dream, and it's not really a bad dream. Dishavu number one brings down, kishen yodem chalom tovara, if you don't know if it's a good or a bad dream, so then you should say during the siyas kapayim, the ribonu shel olam, the people say, ani shaloch v'chalom asai shaloch, and that will be the hatova for the dream. And in places where we only do duchening on the Shlosh Golem, not every day like Dun Eretz Yisrael, so it brings down, so you should say this tefillah during the duchening of the Shlosh Golem and the Nesias Kapayim, and everybody should say this because it's impossible for a person to go from one regal to another regal without having a bad dream if he doesn't remember it right then and there. Now, when should you actually say it? So the Ramah says, you should say it, B'shor Shem Nesayimim HaKohanim Kol Pasuk HaRichos B'Amiros HaMilo. While the Kohanim are singing their Niggin, the tune that they sing at the conclusion of each of the three Psukim of Birchas Kohanim, so that's when you say this Ribono Shel Olam. In Eretz Yisrael, where they duchen every day and they don't have this long Arichos, so Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, Shiyomru Miyad L'Achar Sima Brocha Kodem HaMiros Adir B'Morim. You should say this after the Kohanim say the third Pasuk over here, and before you say Adir B'Morim, you can say this Ribono Shel Olam there. Dishuvu number two brings down, im cholam li'achar shemile kreiso be'achilu v'shisiyo, the person has a dream after his stomach is stuffed and he's had a lot to eat and drink, so the Aruch HaShulchan says, ain't tzarech lasanos, that's not a bad dream. That's a dream that's brought about by the person, by the food, the hormones, etc., whatever it went to his head over here, that is what's causing the bad dream, and that's not a simon min ha-shamayim. He brings down, if a child has a bad dream, it's also, Rav Yashiv says, that's not something that needs hatova, because he doesn't have technically bar das, and therefore his dreams are also considered lav bar das, eno klum. They're not considered important. Finally, the issue for number three brings down that the Chazon Ish lo hikpid al chalomos. He wasn't concerned about dreams, and the Chazon Ish, in fact, paskind, shebizmaneinu nowadays, misha cholam b'shabas chalom, person has a dream on Shabbos, which Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Pei Ches, you could technically fast on Shabbos. He says nowadays the minhag is not to fast, levisha einu ela mach shavosav b'meshach hayom, because all your dreams are reflections of what you were thinking about during the day, and they're not divine messages that should get you concerned. And Rav Yashiv, in fact, also passing this way, that if somebody wanted to follow the Chazon Ish and not be concerned about dreams, he certainly could rely upon this. But if somebody is bothered by a dream and he does want to fast, he's allowed to. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Beis says, you do this Hatovas Chalom, v'afilu hechoshu misane. And this is true even if a person is fasting, he should still do the Hatovas Chalom. If the Tov Shiyeti b'Shachris, it's best to do the Hatovas Chalom during Shachris, because his reason makdim l'mitzvah. A person's zealous to do a mitzvah, so do this mitzvah as early as you can. However, Ach Oz, in this situation, lo yomru lo lechecho b'simcha v'gomer. Don't tell the person the Nusat that we'll learn in a few moments that you say to the person, now that your dream has been made good, lechecho b'simcha, go and eat with happiness over here because the guy's fasting. V'imlo kishay misane, unless, of course, the person is not fasting. The person should be thinking about the dream at the time that he's doing this hatovas chalom, making his chalom good. Then, Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Mechaber told us about peit law, so you should do this in front of three people. Mitzvah limase imashlosha lehetiv. Mishnah Berurah tells us it is a mitzvah for a person to try to be amongst those three person here who do hatovas chalom for somebody. Why? Because you're making the guy feel better. That's a great mitzvah. And he says, v'af b'shabbos yochel lehetiv chalom, and a person is allowed to go do hatovas chalom even on Shabbos. Brought down the name of the Elia Rabbah. The issue for number 6 brings down that the Eishal of Rami Bachach says if you can't find 3 Gedolim, you can even use Kitanim as long as they understand what's going on. The Kafa Chaim says the same thing. Yichol Mitzarif Imoim Kitanim. He brings down from the Chuvas Hanhagos from Sternbach, brings down that the Griz, Rizik Zev Salavechik, Zatzal, Hikbid Ma'od, Akach Shemetivim Yu Ohavav. That it's more important that the people that are doing the Hatavas Chalom should be people that like you very much. However, he wasn't Makbid, they could even be Krovim, and they could even be Krovim one to the other. That wasn't the problem. He brings about women, they can go to a man to have Hatavas Chalom, but a man should not go to women to do Hatavas Chalom. And he says, if there aren't 3 people available, the Rav in the town, who's a mumcha, would also be allowed to do Hatavas Chalom by himself. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet writes that the nusach over here we said was Tavahu, V'tavah Levi, V'chule. What's the V'chule? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down Shiva Zimnim Ligzeru, V'chule. You say these words, this is like an incantation almost, 7 times the Gzerah should go away. And Loshon Zeh, Tzarech Shiyomru, Ha'onim Shalosh Panim. You say this Nusach 3 times, not 7 times. And the Chavetz Chaim, the Shaar HaTzion, Oz Dalet, explains that the Gemara says that this Shiva Zimnin over here is a lachash. It's an incantation. V'lo Shiyomru Him Zayim Panim. They're not that you should say it 7 times. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, V'yesh Omen D'yomru Sheva Panim. There are those that say that you should say this Nusach 7 times. Ubisofa Tov, at the conclusion, Yom Ulach, he said to the person, Lechecho Lachmecho B'simcho Ushasei B'leiv Tova Gomer, go and eat and drink and don't be worried about it. Misha Cholom Lo Chalom Koshal Chaveiro, if you had a bad dream about your friend, Yisana, then you should fast. Brought down the name of the Sefer Chassidim. V'od Nira, Delefamim Morad Dover Alacholom Gufa, because it looked like this dream was really intended for you and it's about you, but dreams aren't always given over in a full, clear way. That it's only given over in an unclear way. The dream was really about you, but you dreamt it about your friend. Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Yofe Tainis Levato Chalom Ra. Fasting is very good to get rid of a bad dream. Ke'esh L'Noris, just like a fire gets rid of chaff. The Ramah adds, Hagav V'Davka Bo B'Yom. But this only works if you fast that very day. And this is true, Afilu B'Shabbos. And he says, V'ayin L'Kamen Simen Reish Pei Ches, which these dinim will discuss there in regards to Hilchos Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Hay adds on over here, and he says, Ubaros, Umenikos, pregnant women, and nursing women, in Lahoros Lemotanos. We don't, in general, want them to fast. It's dangerous. And Rak Yiftu B'Momen. They can instead give money to Tztaka to redeem this fast that they would otherwise have to do. Brought down the name of the Prima Gadim. And finally, Sivkot and Vav, he says you should have a tainis, avodavka kishaose tshuva imo. The tainis itself does nothing unless you also do tshuva with it. Ki a tainis mol kamo carbon l'chait, because a tainis is like a bringing of a carbon for a sin. Ma carbon ain't a mol b'li tshuva, just bringing a carbon and not doing a full atonement, that does nothing. That's in fact kol shenema zevach rishoyim tueva. The sacrifices of rishoyim are an abomination. So too, avtanis chalom v'chule. So too, if a person just fasts and he doesn't do tshuva, that is a waste of time and doesn't do the person really any good. That concludes Simon Reish Chaf and today's shir.